This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Borm, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. A little bit of a technical problem here this evening with some of our spots, and we apologize for that. We'll get as many in as we can for our terrific advertisers and sponsors. Tonight is senior night at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, and the seniors are coming onto the ice right now for the Gloucester Fishermen. There are 12 of them, so they will be introduced, and then the teams will have their warm-ups. We're off to a little bit of a late start, as you can see. But tonight it's Linfield and Gloucester, and Linfield coming in with a record of 11-5-2 overall. In the Cape Ann League, they are 6-4-2. Gloucester with a similar record. They are 10-5-4 overall, and in the Northeastern Conference, they are 7-2-1, winning the Northeastern Conference smaller division in the South. We'll take our first break of the evening. Good luck with that. And then we'll come back with both coaches. We'll talk with Linfield Pioneer coach John Gardner, and then with Gloucester High School hockey coach Derek Geary. This is MSO News Sports.
This is MSONewsSports.com. And score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Before tonight's game, the finale for Gloucester, Linfield is here, and we're going to talk with Coach John Gardner. First of all, Coach, nice to see you again. It's been nice talking with you on Monday nights.
Yeah, it's great always talking hockey with you guys. Can't get enough of it. As much as my wife hates it, we'll keep talking.
All right, and it's kind of weird we had to dress to come inside tonight rather than go outside. Coach, tell me where you guys are, because I know everybody hits a snag during the season. You and Gloucester have virtually the same record, and it was a terrific first meeting between you two.
Yeah, it was a good first meeting, first game of the year. Obviously, Gloucester always brings a nice lunch pail game. They get some big, strong, physical kids. We had some new guys learning on the job, and we got out to an early lead, and they kept battling back, and we had to kind of hold on for dear life. So we're expecting kind of more of the same thing tonight.
What have you learned? Let me change that question. What are you most pleased with? What's been the best progression or progress for you guys since the beginning of the season in terms of improvement? Because I hear that from coaches, you know, we want to continue to improve. So how's that progressed?
I would say our special teams continues to kind of, at the beginning of the year, is really hot, and then we kind of hit a dry patch, so they're kind of working some things out with that. We play very good team defense, you know, aside from yesterday's game against Pentucket, but that's kind of our from the goalie out, you know, mentality. Not, you know, hold teams down.
Two games in two nights. Does that mean anything to high school kids?
No. I mean, it's February vacation. You know, these guys just want to play at this point of the year. We kind of backload the schedule because they're done talking to me. I'm done coaching them, so we just want to play.
All right. So that must you must rely a little bit on your captains. Tell me again about them.
Cooper Marange, Tyler Murphy, and Joey Mack. Cooper's his two-year captain, so just big, strong kid. It's tough. Some of these guys get a C thrown on them, and it's like you're kind of learning on the job. And it's nice to have Coop, you know, have 2 years of the experience of going through it, because it's not easy trying to lead your peers. But they're great. Always get our guys up. Last Thursday, they ran the practice. I told them, you guys are running the drills. What do you want to do? And they ran a good practice for us. So we trust in them. They got a finger on the pulse of the team. So,
all right, last week of the season, anything different this last week?
No, just you want to finish strong. Obviously, we punched our ticket earliest we ever have, so we're kind of in a little bit of a, like, let's go here. Let's get the real stakes. So we got to kind of fight through that. I'm sure Gloucester will help us with that tonight on their senior night, and it's always a a crazy game when we come down here to end the year. So we're just excited about it.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Linfield Coach John Gardner.
MSO, newsports.com, MSO Radio.
With friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double-hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
Back now with Gloucester coach Derek Gere before the game. And, Coach Gere, first year, I know it looked like a long season down the pipe, but here we are at the end of it already, regular season anyway. How's it been?
Oh, it's been great. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a great group of guys, and they've kind of welcomed me from the beginning, so I've gotten to know them. I mean, and now the seniors that we're losing tonight, I wish I had for three more years, so that's a good thing.
Absolutely. What are you most pleased with from the beginning of the season to now in terms of progress? Because I always say that. I was talking to a Coach Gardner about, you know, we always want to improve. Where do you see the most improvement for your team that you feel the best about?
Well, we're always trying to improve every day, so that sometimes that's a hard one to answer, but I think we constantly try to preach positivity, and because this is an emotional team that really responds to scoring goals, for example. So we try to say, hey, keep things positive, let's keep it together, and then we tend to build momentum from there, you know, in terms of cheering each other on and keeping shifts short and keeping our heads all in one place as a discipline. That's something that we try to work on every practice and every game.
How's the transition been now, finally, with this two-minute power play? I've seen over the course of the season, it seems the schools have adapted pretty well to it.
Yeah, well, let me first say Linfield is the best power play we've faced all year. They scored 3 goals on us in game 1. So we've been practicing. We'll see if they do the umbrella with their good D there. We have prepared. We'll see. I'm not a fan of the 2-minute penalty, if I can say that. I think it takes a little too much importance into penalties in a 15-minute period. Mm-hmm. So I would advocate for a 17-minute period if we do a 2-minute penalty, mm-hmm. or go back to a minute and a half if we do 15. I just don't think that in high school hockey such a preeminence should be put on special teams. I think we need to play hockey.
You play everybody this season, and that's got to help. I mean, and it must make practice a little easier as well because kids know they're going to get into a game.
Yes. We have a team of depth. We don't have a team of 2 or 3 Sidney Crosbys, you know, that can take over a game. So we tend to preach short shifts, next guy up, do your job, win your shift, good defensive play. And really kind of keep everybody involved in the game.
Well, finally, Coach, the tournament starts next week, and you've got a tournament team here. So essentially this is sort of like a warm-up for that?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, this is a tournament game. Linfield is one of the class teams in the North Shore. So, we had a great game up there at the beginning of the year, so it should be a great hockey game. I hope so.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Roger Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com. Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
Well, you can hear, we're back live. Very nice crowd tonight, representing Gloucester High School student body. They're back down to our left. Pretty good crowd otherwise as well. I've seen tonight here at the Talbot Rink at the O'Malley School in Gloucester. Welcome once again. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Kapowski. Very difficult to talk over the PA, obviously. Still about 2.5 minutes to go before the national anthem. Linfield Pioneers warming up down to our right in their royal blue uniforms with the white numerals, and those are easy to spot. A little bit of white trim, blue helmets, and of course the Gloucester Fishermen warming up down to our left with their white jerseys, red pants, red trim, and the red numerals. Connor Vitanz is warming up in goal for the Gloucester Fishermen down to our left. And for the Linfield Pioneers, it's Aiden Kelly who will be in net tonight for Linfield. These teams have similar records as, again, the first time they met, it was a 4-2 win for Linfield, as you heard Coach Geary mention. Three power play goals for the Lynn Pioneers did it. That was the first game that these teams had played with the two-minute penalty. And you also heard Coach Geary talk about the fact that that takes a lot out of a 15-minute period when you have those two-minute penalties. And he's hoping that will change, and I think others may be as well. Linfield with a record of 6-4-2 in the Cape Ann League. They are 11-5-2 overall, scored 59 goals and allowed 37. Meanwhile, Gloucester Fishermen 7-2-1, the conference as we mentioned. Overall, they are 10-5-4. They have scored a whopping 103 goals and given up 55 overall. Both teams will be in the state tournament starting next week. So warm-up's almost completed. We'll have our national anthem, and then we'll be getting underway from the Talbot on this incredibly warm evening toward the end of February. We'll be back.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington. And we're in the family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com. Follow North Shore Sports at MSONewsSports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out MSONewsSports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, MSONewsSports.com.
Oh,
Okay, then. We are ready to go here, I think. Got some of the bugs ironed out. See if our levels are okay. Got to check one little mic level here, if I can find it. And there it is. I'm going to bring it down just a tad, see if that helps. And that might help a little bit. We'll see. Okay. So I think we're just about ready to get underway, and it will be Linfield facing Gloucester, the finale for the Gloucester Fishermen. Linfield has one more game to play. They'll be at Medfield, playing Medfield next Friday, this coming Friday. That's in Franklin, I guess. So here we go. Pioneers out at center ice, ready to go. They've got their first line of Robbie Brandano at center, Cooper Marenghi, their captain, on right wing, George DeRoach on left wing, Jared Simpson, Joey Mack will be the starting defense, and as we said, down in the goal, it's Aiden Kelly. For Gloucester, they'll start with Chris Noyes on left wing, Jared Morris at center, and John Mondello is the right wing to get started. Back on defense, Sam Poliski, Jax Ferry. We're underway, and Sperry has it. Dishes it over to Poliski. It's intercepted at the line, though, by the Pioneers, and they'll check it back to Joey Mack, who has to go back and pick it up for Linfield. Sends it across, and Mack gets it back at his own line. Flying on the right wing side, goes across the line, still at right wing, sends it around the cage. Checked behind the net by Sperry. He gets it ahead to Noyes. Over to Morris, right wing feed to Mondello. Backhands it in as the Fisherman will change up. First man down as Morris loses it. Still in the Linfield end. Shot from the right point. It's blocked up tight as Harry Marshall let it go, but it was blocked. Puck is comes out to center ice. Controlled there by Sperry across the line. Being checked by Tyler Murphy. And he'll send it back deep to Jared Simpson, junior defenseman, alternate captain. Loses it. Fisherman with the pressure shot. Open side, save along the ice by Kelly. Derek Hopkins with a shot on the far side, comes back to the left point, teed up from there, and Jeremy Abreu gets it up into the back of the glass. Gloucester still fighting for the puck down low. Ethan Brennan circles it over to E.J. Field. Stolen by the Pioneers, and they'll clear it. This could be icing, and it is not. It is waved off. Marshall picks it up. Gets it over to Muniz. Or check it over to Abreu. Intercepted by the Pioneers. They're putting the pressure. No shots by Linfield yet. I think Gloucester has one. That's it. Played about 2 minutes here in this first period. No score. Kind of wide open hockey at the minute. Fisherman will change up again. So will Linfield. Or as some Gloucester people will say, so won't Linfield. Play is at center still. Abreu with it, gets it over right wing side, intercepted by Linfield, back out to center. Skips over Harry Marshall's legs, intercepted on the left wing side by Nekoroski. Kyle Nekoroski, oh, and he's stolen away by Marshall right in front of the net, leads the attack on the other end, fires it around the boards, sends Lucas Cornetta down to go after it. He's checking behind the cage, goal line extended, centering pass, still fighting for the puck, slapped into the backboards, into the end boards by Kyle Nekoroski. He'll get it out. To center ice. Cleared to the neutral zone. Backhanded in. Long backhanded feed by Sean Robbins. 12:24 left to go. First period. No score. No stoppage yet. Long slap shot. Has to be handled along the ice by the Gloucester goaltender, Connor Vatanz. He sticks it into the corner. Fisherman there bumping for it. Fighting for the puck is James Vidala. Gets it ahead. Left wing side. Too far ahead for Ryan Muniz. Play back at center. Collected by Sperry. Across the line he goes. Poliski with it. He'll go in after. Rebound after the long shot. Centering pass. Can't tuck it home. And Linfield brings it out on the attack. They've got a 2-on-1 at the moment. Across the line is DeRoche. He fires it. Stick save by Vatanz. Shot was from the right wing circle. Play comes out to center. Who's got it? DeRoche bounces it in wide of the cage from center ice. 11:35 left to go, first period, no score. Play is in the left wing corner where I can't see it out of sight, front of the Gloucester bench. Bad angle shot by Tyler Murphy goes wide to the right point. And Gloucester just is able to get it out of the zone. Fighting out of the zone was Vidala leading the attack. Coming down the other end, shot for Gloucester. And it's an open net. Terrific chance by Eddie Field. And he can't quite tuck it home. It is a stick save along the ice by the goaltender, Aiden Kelly. Gloucester putting some pressure on. Chris Noyes fighting to keep it in with his counterpart, Tyler Murphy. Both numbers nine. Goes around behind the cage. Linfield working hard to get it out of the zone. Finally do. Noyes has it. Starts it up again across the line. Heading toward the goal. And he's checked nicely. Who was that? Checked nicely by John Simonetti. That forces Gloucester to go all the way back. Evan Leaf for the Fisherman will fight for the puck, but he'll lose it. Centering pass. Simonetti stole it. Center. It comes back out to center point. Slapped wide by Caruso. Mike Caruso at the center point loses it. Comes back to center ice. Nobody has it at the moment. Here comes E.J. Field again. Winding up. Drops it on the right side. Slap shot. Skate save. Flashing out the skate is Kelly. And it's kept in at the right point nicely by Leaf. Play is at center, though. Simonetti across the line. Left-handed shot coming down the left wing. Actually, it's a right-handed shot, but it's broken up once again. Gloucester busted across the line. Good numbers. Rebound right out in front. Stick to side. And it is formed up once again out of the zone by... who was that this time? That was Jack Hammersley. Gloucester right across the line, though. Here we go. Down the other side. Ethan Brennan down the slot. He's blocked. Over on the far sideboards. Kept in at the point. Shot by Sperry. Bouncing puck goes just wide into the right wing corner. Fighting for the puck. DeRoche. Or check it. Brennan with DeRoche. And finally it's taken away by Cooper Marenghi. He's winding up. Sends it ahead to DeRoche. Flying shot. Shoulder save. By Vatanz. Goes into the left wing corner. Up and down we go. 5 minutes of non-stop action. Shot from the left point. Just goes wide. That was a tester by Caruso. Or check it. That was by Ronnie Ficillo. Ficillo with the shot. Marenghi fires it. Squeezes through. DeRoche on it. Looking for Cooper Marenghi. Marenghi down low. Intercepted by the Fisherman. They'll bring it out. Long strides by Derek Hopkins, and this is icing on Gloucester. First stoppage that we've had, 5.5 minutes in, 8:43 left to go. In the first frame, no score, Linfield and Gloucester. You heard volunteer assistant coach David Curley, Rockport soccer coach, hollering at his kids. Good shift. First stoppage in play, 5.5 minutes in. Play, puck is at center, so apparently it was an offside. Controlled by the Fisherman. They'll send it in. What do we have here? Offside again. Back at the center circle for the faceoff. Despite the warm weather today, ice looks to be in really good shape. And it's cold in here. No score, Gloucester and Linfield. Tim White facing off against Kyle Nekoroski. And White wins the faceoff once again. Drops it back to the left point. Jeremy Abreu with it. He slides it over to the right side. Lucas Cornetta with it. Sends it in deep. All the way to the end boards. Chased down by White. Comes around. Taken out of the zone, though, by Nekoroski. He shoots it around the boards. Patan's out of the net. Sticks it to a teammate on that far board. Can't see who it is. And it's whipped around to Cornetta on the right wing. He is checked, but gets it out of the zone. White with it. One on two. He shoots. Fires it just wide. Nice shot. Sticked around into the left wing corner. Linfield in. They'll bring it out. Out of the zone. Simpson. Flips it into the Gloucester end. Fisherman come right back. They're playing everybody. Colby Mitchell out there. Gets it over on the left wing side to Tim White. White backhands it toward the net. Interrupted by Chris Flannery. Puck trickles through, and it is covered up by Kelly. Halfway through the first period, no score. John Fosbury keeping shots on goal has it two shots for Gloucester and one for Linfield. It has been wide open. Once again, Pioneers bring it out. 3-on-3. Off-wing shot by Jack Hammersley. Actually, he's a right-handed shot on the left wing. Goes wide. Fishermen bring it out. Noise on the left wing side. Shoots it into the stomach of goaltender Kelly, who hangs on. No score. First period, Linfield and Gloucester. Face off to the right of Kelly. This one is won by the Pioneers, and they bring it out. Flannery coming out. Actually, it's Simonetti. He is blocked nicely by Sperry, by a checker by Poliski. Coming down on the other end is Field. Flying with it, sends it around the cage, and it's Field with it. Goal line extended, looking to make a play. He'll send it into the left wing corner. Tracked down by Noyes. Puck will be just cleared out of the zone by the Linfield Pioneers. Evan Leaf back at his own line. Fires it up ahead. Weaving across the line, Morris. Checked into the right wing corner heavily. Collected by Cooper Marenghi. Gets it to a teammate. And where is it? It's out at center. Puck goes a little bit too far ahead for Jack Hammersley. But here, they are able to clear it into the Gloucester zone. Fighting for it down low is Evan Leaf. He's got three guys on him, and he's checked heavily. Puck goes out of the playing surface, so we'll have a face-off to the left of the Tans. Well, now they're going to say that Linfield knocked it out of the rink, so the faceoff will be outside the Gloucester line. And this one is controlled by the Pioneers. They'll get it back on defense to Joey Mack. Feeds it ahead to Prendano. The Roach coming across the line. Checked off the play. Puck goes into the left wing corner. Back to the point. Slap shot blocked by Sperry. 12 feet in front of the net. DeRoach has it, circling, right side, off the board, shoots. Puck is blocked again by Sperry, going to his knees. Left wing corner, Linfield on the attack, Sperry with it. Tries to get over on the boards to Hopkins. He is checked, though, by Murphy, who's buzzing around, centering pass, looking for Cooper Marenghi. Goes between his legs, come to the left point. Kept in by Linfield. Sperry fighting for the puck. DeRoach there along with Marenghi. Gloucester, intercepted right down the slot, shot, and a save by Vatanz as Murphy had him dead to rights. Here's another shot by Murphy from the top of the circle, and a glove save by Vatanz, the save of the night. Murphy with two glittering chances for Linfield. .514 remaining. Penalty, though, on Sperry. Well, I didn't know that was coming. Penalty on Jack Sperry. This comes at 11:46. I check it at 9:46. Face off to the right of the Tans. Back to DeRoach. Over on the right to Mack, back to DeRoach. Another whistle. I don't know why. Apparently it was offside, so the puck will be dropped just outside the Gloucester line. Two numbers 11. Marenghi against Morris. Marenghi wins it easily, gets it back to DeRoach, over to Mack, cruising on the right wing. Penned along the boards by Field. DeRoach picks it up, slides it down to Murphy. Centering pass is blocked by Abreu. And the fisherman cleared it, but they don't call it. It was clearly out. Linfield still in the power play. Minute and a half left to go. Gloucester fighting for the puck. They come away with it nicely. Jared Morris steals it, but he is bumped off the play. Back-checking Murphy. Gets it over to Mack. Couple of strides, he's into the Gloucester zone. Drop pass for LaRoche. Heads toward the cage. Shoots. Screams in front. It doesn't quite get through. A lot of legs out there. Comes over on the left side. Here's a shot through a screen. And Oh, man, how did he save that? It is a save. What a shot by Jarrett Simpson from the top of the left-wing circle. And somehow, the Tans managed to see that and just squeeze the legs together to hold on. Minute 9 left to go in the penalty. 4:22 left to go in the period. Once again, Marenghi wins it easily. Drops it back to the point. DeRoach, left-wing shot. A left-handed shot on the left wing. He closes, shoots. It's blocked, shoots again, goes wide. Great power. There's a score on the rebound by by Marenghi. Marenghi put it up high with Vitanz down and out, got the rebound, and Linfield leads 1-0 with Vitanz getting the check it with Marenghi getting the power play goal. Goal comes at 10:52. Very effective power play, as Coach Geary mentioned. They've got a Linfield has a good one. And they lead 1-0. Long shot. Save along the ice by Vitanz. Gloucester trying to regroup. Linfield on the attack. They have it in the Gloucester zone once again. Fisherman can't get it out of the zone. I think he said number 9, Murphy. Tyler Murphy with the assist. And Gloucester goes on the attack. They've got it in the zone. Down the slot goes Hopkins. It's a goal! He tucks it in backhanded. It's Mondello, John Mondello. Ties it up. seconds after the Linfield goal, Gloucester comes back and ties it. First flurry up ice. And Mondello rams it home. Hopkins gets the assist. And it's 1-1. Right, play resumes at center. And we have icing on Linfield as the penalty has expired to Sperry. So, quick goal by Mondello after the Marenghi goal. And we're right back where we started. It's 1-1. 5 shots for Linfield, 4 shots for Gloucester. 3:05 left to go, first period. Face off to the left of Kelly. Mack has it. Check it. Simpson for Linfield. Weaving his way to center. Passes it to the left wing. Nobody home. Collected by Heron Marshall. And he iced it. Didn't mean to, but he did. Tournament play coming up next week. Pairings will be announced, I believe, on Saturday for hockey. Still one more game to go for some of the schools, including Danvers. We'll listen into the Danvers captains between the first and second periods. Shot along the far sideboards by Mack goes wide. Intercepted by Noyes. He'll flip it up off the end boards, go in after it. Nobody home. Simpson for Linfield. Intercepted by Noyes inside the line. Shot, rebound. It's loose in the crease. Still loose. Comes out between the, oh man, between the circles. Still loose. Shot by Noyes. He fired it wide. Noyes was 6 feet away. Had the near side. Here he is again. Comes back to the left point. Shot from the left point. Off the backboards by Abreu. Centering pass. Oh, man, it goes just wide. Noyes. 3 great chances. 2-on-1. Linfield the other way. Behind the pass. Behind the back of LaRoche. Pass coming from Murphy. Couldn't connect with it. Play comes out to center. Gloucester is... E.J. Field is crunched in front of the scorer's bench here. As the disc rolls in to the Linfield end. And Gloucester forechecking ferociously. Comes back to the left point. Ryan Muniz can't keep it in. Another 2-on-1 to Roach. Again, it was offside. DeRoach fires it. It goes behind the cage. Goes into the left-wing corner. Gloucester trying to form it up. James Vidala with it. Gets it to center. Still with it. Along the boards. He has checked out the line, but he still has it. Puck following him. Vidala all the way. Centering pass. It's blocked. In the behind the cage, it's loose and centered. Checked it. It's fired to the sideboards. Slow down, Moore. Once again, Linfield out of it. Here we go. Down the left-wing side. Flying. Shot goes wide as it was Flannery with the quick move all by himself. Couldn't get the shot off though as he was bothered by a couple of Gloucester defensemen who did finally get back. On the line, it's a shot, stick save along the ice. Shot from a long way out by Flannery. He'll go into forecheck. Gloucester hemmed in at the moment. Simonetti keeps it in for Linfield. He's got it on the left wing. Comes out to center finally. Tim White will just redirect it into the Linfield end with 26 seconds left to go first period. Along the line, into the Gloucester zone. Puck a little ragged. Uh-oh. Oh, man. Lucas Cornetta had his head down, and he was absolutely pasted by Jack Hammersley. 10 seconds left to go. Puck back into the Gloucester end. Five, six players in the left wing. Down in the corner, left side. Fighting for the puck, 1 second left, and that's going to do it. Very spirited first period of play. Very few stoppages, one penalty, one goal apiece. Six shots for Linfield, and five for Gloucester. And after one, this game is all tied up at one. Linfield and Gloucester. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll listen in to the audio of the interviews that I did this morning with the Danvers High School captains. Danvers, NEC champions, unbeaten in the NEC. And they're off tonight. They will be playing North Reading on Friday. So talk to the captains. Captains for the Danvers Falcons. And I will concur that these two officials have not caught up to the blue line, this left blue line here, as I face the stands. There have been several glaring offsides that they have totally missed, and I'm sure that one of the coaches will be speaking with them about that, say, hey, maybe can you get caught up to the line? They seem to be behind the play on this side for some reason. At any rate, after one, it is Linfield 1 and Gloucester 1. Penalty in the first period, only one. Jack Sperry whistled off at 9:46. Power play did result after that for Linfield. Cooper Marenghi scoring at 10:52 with Tyler Murphy getting the assist. Gloucester came right back. 35 seconds later, John Mondello putting a backhander in on Aiden Kelly with Derek Hopkins getting the assist. That tied the game at 11:27 at 1. And that's where we are after the first period. So we'll be back after 1 from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. This game is all tied at 1. We'll be back.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
Okay, with the Danvers captains now, on the left, Matt Taylor, we have Nick DeShulo, Tom Mento, and Connor Pertel. And guys, you've been playing together for a while. We'll start with you, Matt. Being a senior this year and playing with these guys for so long, what's it meant to be a captain of this team that's done so well?
It means a lot to, you know, lead with these guys and just kind of show the young guys what it's like after being here 4 years, just kind of show them the ropes and for the future years.
Nick, you know, you look back 4 years ago and... remember being a freshman?
Yeah.
And seeing how far down the road. What's it feel like now? I mean, as you're coming to the end of the road here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still remember freshman year losing to Peabody. It still, like, hurts us. So coming to our senior year, we want to make, like, every moment last.
Absolutely.
Each second count. I mean, we only have a few left, so I want to make them last.
You guys have been playing. Now, as a first line, and I'll ask Tom about this. I asked you before about knowing where each other's moves are, especially you and Connor. I asked Connor about it, I guess. But you guys know where each other is all the time. How'd that come about? How long have you guys been playing together?
We've been playing together since seventh grade, probably.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know, he just knows where I am on the ice. I don't really know where he is.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy with the vision.
One of the great things about Danvers is you guys get the puck out of the zone probably as well as any high school team. You guys work on that? I mean, you work on that when you were younger kids, and then when you come to the high school, you're ready to do it, or is it something Coach emphasizes?
Yeah, one thing we practice a lot in practice is our breakouts and our forechecks, so we go over the breakout a lot in practice.
Okay.
We work on getting the puck out, so that's why we can do it in games.
All right, and what about, go back over here to the defense, Matt, with working with these guys, how much do you depend on them to come back and help out?
Yeah, I mean, as a defenseman, it's kind of tough if they don't, which I don't know if they always do, but when they come back, it makes it a lot easier on us, so we have options to get it out.
What did it mean this week? The last week and a half or so has been tough, Nick, with playing the Division I schools. What's it mean to you guys? What have you learned from it?
Yeah, well, we know that, though. We learned from that. I mean, we got some stuff out of it. I thought we played hard, honestly. It's going to help us later on in the season in the tournament, so hopefully it'll be good.
All right, let's turn to next year. What are your plans for next year?
Probably attending a four-year college. I'm not sure which one yet.
Okay, and it's about time to start hearing from those. What about you, Connor?
Yeah,
what's up?
Yeah. Same thing as him, most likely URI.
Oh, yeah. URI, okay.
Yeah,
and all right, we'll go back over to Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to go to school, too. I'm not sure where yet.
Okay. All right, and Nick?
Yeah, me too. We're looking for college. Not sure where.
Okay. All right, final question, guys. You got the state tournament coming up in North Reading, so I know the focus is on North Reading, and obviously... you know, your goals is to go as far as you can. Final thoughts on being captains of Danvers High School, unbeaten in the NEC this year?
Well, it's a great accomplishment for our team, not just us as captains, but as a team as a whole. And we're really proud of ourselves to do that. We're like the first team since Beverly did it, and only the fourth team in 45 years or so to do it. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty good accomplishment for us. And to be the leaders of this team is, you know, something that we'll never forget as a group. Us four, we'll always remember that.
And what about bringing the younger kids along? How much did you guys work with that? Because, I mean, obviously they're veterans
like,
now.
That's like a bond you're going to make with all the little kids. Like, we we take them, man. They're like family to us. Like, throughout the whole season, we're with each other 24-7.
Okay. You haven't talked about the goalie, Nick. Tell me a little bit about your goaltender.
Yegor? Yeah, we love Yeggs.
Greatest name in high school hockey.
He's helped us out numerous games this year. He's a good one.
All right. Matt, final thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know. We're just got the last week and then get rolling into the tournament.
All right. Thank you, boys, and good luck all. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much, sir.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
Well, we go from Beethoven to Led Zeppelin. I don't think I've ever heard Beethoven at a high school hockey game before. Second movement from the Ninth Symphony. Sounded pretty cool, though. Now we got one of the levy breaks. All right. Winfield back onto the ice. Score tied at one. Goals in that first period. Cooper Marenghi for the Winfield Pioneers. A fire power play at 10:52 of the first. Tyler Murphy, the assist. Roster 35 seconds later, they answer. John Von Mondello, Eric Hopkins, the assist at 11:27. One penalty in the period. That was to Gloucester. And it was part of the scoring. Coach Krill is animated tonight. Scores as we have it. Final score, Revere 6, Amesbury 2 in high school hockey. Revere makes the state tournament. St. Mary's, Malvern Catholic were tied 0-0 after 2. Final score, Marblehead 9 and Tuckett 2. And after 2, it is Newburyport 3 and Masconama 2. Those are the scores that I have so far. We change sides. Cooper Marenghi face off against Jared Morris. This time, Gloucester wins it. They break it across the line very quickly. Morris has it. Shoots. Quick shot. Down the slot. Just goes wide. Morris fighting for it behind the cage. He's bumped hard by Jared Simpson. Comes back to the left point. Noise fans on it. And four or five players scrumming for the puck right now. It is Joey Mack out of his own zone for Linfield. All the way down the right side. Centering pass to Roach. Can't catch up with it. He was actually covered by Jared Morris. Back checking nicely. Left shot. Left point shot. Doesn't quite get through. That was teed up by Mack. Puck comes out to where is it? On the left side. Noise. Drops it back for Field. Field center it. Back to Noise. He can't get a stick on it. He had the far side wide open. Check into the boards. Right wing side. Centering pass. And DeRoach fights for it, as does Brennan. Puck goes up high. Comes back to the right point. Kept in by Poliski. Sends it low. Poliski one-hands it back Linfield intercepts. Pioneers will bring it out. Tyler Murphy weaving from left to right. Has a winger with him. It's Brendano. Brendano can't come up with it. Goes into the right wing corner. Kept in at the right point. Slides it through. Blocked in front by Poliski. Backhands it up ahead, but not yet. Is out of the zones to Hopkins. Cleared right back in by Jack Hammersley. Foster trying to get organized out of the zone. Bad pass though, goes off the boards, collected by Caruso. Comes back out to center ice after he had sent it in. Caruso gets it right back again. Over to Danny Mack.
Yeah.
Goes off the sideboards. This will be icing on Linfield. Oh no, it's not icing, it's just offside. Apparently they're using a red line offside today. We've played almost 3 minutes of the second period. Score remains 1-1. Wendy out there. Loses the faceoff this time, though, to Tim White. And play is still at center. Disorganized at the moment. The Roach can't quite break through, but he does send it into the right wing corner. Gloucester in. Puck comes loose over to the left side. Teed up on the left side by Miles McKay. Sends it down to the right side. Long shot, sort of a knuckleball by Joey Mack, and that forces Vatans to go to his knees, make the save. Goes into the right wing corner. Actually, it's the left wing corner in the offensive zone for Linfield. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players over there. Finally comes out to Tyler Murphy. Intercepted by the Fisherman. Can they break it out? Puck is going to slide in on goal, and it is covered up by Kelly. So this draw will be to his right. That's the left wing circle for Gloucester. Robbie Horn wins the faceoff, drops it back to the point. 2 points are close together. Sperry fires it through, but it's blocked down low by Caruso. Fighting for the puck, gets it over to Nekarowski. Checked by Sperry down there. And you can hear the good representation by the student body on the far side hollering GHS. Puck is right in front of the student body as a couple of players go down. We're going to have a penalty on Gloucester, I think. Penalty's at 3:25 of the second. Yep, and it is on Gloucester. And it's on Robbie Horn. So he is whistled off for 2 minutes. Face off. We'll go back into the Gloucester end. You heard Coach Geary call it the Linfield power play, the best power play that Gloucester's faced this season. They already have one goal tonight on the power play. Three the last time they met. Draw comes back to Mack at center point. Sends it over on the left side. Down low, save. Right in the slot, off the stick of Mack. Glove save by Vatans. Ethan Brennan is the right point. Jared Simpson is the left point. Cooper Marenghi on the faceoff wins it. Gets it back to the point. DeRoach closes to center point. Drops it to the right. Back to Mack. To DeRoach. Fires it wide. And off the rebound, off the end boards, off the backboards there, it's covered up by Vatans. 11:14 left to go, second frame, 1-1 the score. Minute and 40 seconds left in the man advantage for Linfield. Face off to the right of Vatans. Cooper Marenghi will be tossed out of the circle. DeRoach will go in. George DeRoach facing off. But it's won by Field. Drops it back to Noyce, who's hammered into the boards. tracked down by the fisherman. They can't get it out. DeRoach keeps it in. He's blocked up tight by White. Comes out to center. Here's a breakout for Gloucester. Jared Morris coming down the slot. He's got a winger with him, and he shoots. Save along the ice by Kelly. Shorthanded bid by Gloucester. But Cooper Marenghi right back for Linfield. Backhands it into the Gloucester end. Tracked down by Sperry, and he clears it. 1 minute left to go in the man advantage. 10:37 left to go in the period. Pioneers forming it up. Taking his time is DeRoach. Deliberately fires it. Intercepted by Gloucester, and it is cleared. Gloucester's big defense, Sam Kaliski that time. 45 seconds left to go as once again Linfield will organize itself on the power play. DeRoach this time with a purpose. Across the line, into the Gloucester zone, still with it, circling, heading around the cage, going to drop it back to Mack. He's going to shoot it through a screen, it's blocked. Rebound, Marenghi, side, he trips the Gloucester player, this will be a penalty on Marenghi. Cleared by the fisherman, and that forces Kelly to come out of his net and stop the puck. So 18 seconds left in the penalty to Robbie Horn. But now Linfield has the penalty. First penalty of the game on the Pioneers, and it's to Marenghi. .508, the time of the penalty. So in 18 seconds, Gloucester will have the man advantage. This draw will be to the left of Kelly. Linfield wins it, clears it all the way in on Vatanz. So 9 seconds left with the 4-on-4. Then Gloucester will have a man advantage pending anything weird. Across the line for Gloucester is Harry Marshall, but it's offside. Well, they got that one as the penalty is over, and we have 1:42 now on the man advantage for Gloucester. Well, faceoff will be in the Linfield end, my bad. Going to be to the right of Kelly. Brennan wins the faceoff. Comes back to the point. Over on the left side. Closing as a brew through a screen along the ice. Pad save by Kelly. Kept in by Gloucester. And it's cleared out of the zone past Marshall. Racing down the left side is Mack. He fires it wide. Rebound. Gets his own rebound. Centers it. And it's just ridden off by John Mondello.
Don't force it.
Gloucester loses it. Simonetti has it. Sends it back to Joey Mack. He clears it all the way down to the Gloucester end. 1 minute left to go in Gloucester's man advantage. Terrific penalty killing to this point by Linfield. Long right wing feed. One man in the zone for Gloucester. Weak shot goes behind the cage. That's going to allow Linfield to clear it once again. And they do. They get it out to center. And look out here. DeRoach has it with a one-on-one. DeRoach heading to the net. He's going to circle and rag it. Look at this. And he's going to drop it back into the zone. Marshall couldn't catch up with it. Terrific penalty killing by DeRoach. Kaliski gets it ahead to Brennan. He goes across the line. Right down the slot. He shoots. What a save by Kelly. Right down the slot for Brennan. Wrist shot went up high, and Brennan, a check it, Kelly just flipped out his glove and hung on. Terrific shot. Better save. 24 seconds left in the man advantage for Gloucester. 1-1 the score. 8:15 left to go. Middle frame. This faceoff won by Linfield. And they can't clear it just yet. Puck is in the Gloucester end. Now it's slapped to the sideboards. Kaliski being bothered by Chris Flannery. Does a great job forechecking. Kaliski has it. Leading the attack by himself. Busted up at the line. Penalty is over. Both teams with a 5-on-5. Play is at center. Nobody has it. Whipped around into the Gloucester zone. Simonetti threw it into the Gloucester end and went down and chased it. Fisherman bring it back out. Long right wing feed across the line into the Linfield zone. It's Heald. He is bumped off the play, though, by Danny Mack. Puck comes out to center. Gloucester fighting for the puck along the blue line. Nobody has it. Chipped into the Gloucester end. Matan's out of the net. Going to leave it for Ryan Muniz. Up to the line it comes to White. Sticks it ahead. White gets it back. Blocked in front. Can't be. Now Linfield will bring it right out. LaRoche across the line. He's got Murphy with him a little too far. Into the right wing end. Right wing corner. Back at the point. Kept in by Joey Mack. He's still with it. Down the slot. Gets it back. Shot by Marenghi. Save. Marenghi chases the rebound to the right wing corner. Marenghi had Vatanz dead to rights, and he just shot it right into Vatanz instead of picking the corner. Gloucester back the other way. Sperry leading the attack. He shoots. He falls down as the save is made by Kelly. And Linfield brings it right back. Up and down we go. Vatanz, a check it. Marenghi is blocked from behind. Can't get the shot off. Gloucester brings it right back with a 2-on-2. And backhander goes in. Save along the ice. Kelly sticks it into the zone. We come back the other way. Right out of the zone we go. Here comes DeRoche down the left wing side. It's Marenghi shooting it too far up high. And it goes out of the rink. And that will stop the play. Back and forth we go. 5:56 left to go. Second period. Face off outside the Gloucester zone. Just outside the blue line. Won by the Fishermen. They have it. Jeremy Abreu loses it. On the attack, wrist shot from a bad angle by Simonetti. Glove save by Vatanz. Dungeon Mondello, the only goal for Gloucester. His 14th of the season. Cooper Marenghi, the only goal for Linfield. 5:42 left to go in the second. 1-1 the score. Wide open hockey game. Both teams in the state tournament. Division 2 North. Fisherman forming it up. He'll break it out. All by himself is Vidala. He shoots. It's a glove save that pops up into the air and sticked aside by Kelly. Bodies flying all over the place as Linfield gets it out of the zone. Comes back to Abreu. He slides it over to the right side where it's sent in by Adam Marshall. 5 minutes left to go. Second period. Abreu gets it ahead to Brennan using his body. He's able to stick it ahead and send Vidala into the zone. Gets it over to Mondello with a shot. Save along the ice. Long range shot by Mondello. Linfield. Carefully. Mack slides it. Intercepted. Down the slot. Comes Poliski. Backhander. Where is it? It's loose. Still loose. Still fighting for the puck. It's covered up by the goalie as he jumped out on top of it. And I think we have a penalty here, perhaps. Penalty is on Linfield. Simpson, Jared Simpson. .11 27. Gloucester in the power play again now. 4:33 left to go. I guess that makes it 10:27. 10:27, not 11. 10:27 is time of the penalty. And this face-off won by Linfield. They clear it to center. Ryan Muniz has it for Gloucester. Sends it into the zone, but nothing formed right there. And offside to DeRoche. Will bring the face-off out to center. Thank you. no, they're going to call it icing. Mercy me. So it's back in the Linfield end. Jared Morris on the faceoff for Gloucester. He wins it, sends it across the crease, intercepted by Mack. Joey Mack slams it off the boards and all the way down into the Gloucester end. Vatans behind his cage. Leaves it for teammate, that's Muniz. Sends it ahead to Field. Field across the line. He's going to stop mid-zone left side. Centering pass, weak shot by Gloucester, by Morris. Right point. Poliski sends it down left side to Field. He's being checked. And Morris can't come up with it. Field does, but he loses it. And Linfield gets it out of the zone. 58 seconds left in the man advantage. Poliski all the way back, fires it back up to the line. Gloucester mishandles the puck, and it's tracked down by Joey Mack once again. He finds an opening, sends it all the way down to the Gloucester end, collected by Poliski at his own line. Here comes Morris across the line. One on three. Tries to get it over to Field, can't get it through. Easily cleared by Linfield. 3 minutes left to go, second period. 29 seconds left to go. Gloucester man advantage. Fisherman again, kind of careless on this power play. And they have to retreat all the way back to their own end again to see if they can get something going with 12 seconds left in the penalty for Linfield. Jared Simpson in the penalty box. Long right wing feed over to Colton Mitchell, but he loses it, and the penalty is over. DeRoach sprung loose, across the line, centering pass, shot, what a save by Vatans. And I guess the net becomes dislodged, and so we'll have a face-off. 14 shots on goal for Gloucester, 11 for Linfield. So Gloucester is outshot Linfield's second period, 9-5 to this point. 2:20 left to go. Second period. Faceoff outside the zone. Nice crowd tonight. Celebrating midsummer, I guess. DeRoach bumped off the puck in the Gloucester end. Blind pass by Poliski just up to the line, comes out to center ice. Sperry, first man for Gloucester in his own zone. Sends it on the left wing. Teed up at the right point, blocked. As probably Fusillo couldn't get good wood on it. Linfield gets it to the Gloucester line. DeRoach trying to steal it, but along the line is Evan Leith. He's tripped. Penalty on Linfield. Tim White was tripped at center. Third consecutive penalty on Linfield. This one's at 13-20. And it's Marenghi again. His second penalty of the game. Second trip. Wow. All right, Gloucester will set up in the Linfield end, right in front of the student body. Nice representation tonight by Gloucester High School in the stands. That's some kind of an additional penalty call. I don't know if on Marenghi. In the penalty box, additionally, is Miles McKay. Now, it's 5-on-3 for Gloucester. Don't see this very often. Double penalty up there
Box and what?
Two men in the penalty box for Linfield. Shot, weak shot from the left point by Gloucester. Doesn't get through, and it's cleared out of the zone. It was unsportsmanlike conduct. Somebody must have been hollering something from the bench. So McKay is also in the penalty box. That leaves three men on the ice as Gloucester has it in the Linfield zone. Abreu with it, slides it over to the right side. And it goes through right across the crease into the left wing. Marshall has it in the slot. Brennan fires, saved by Kelly. Minute left to go in the two-man advantage for Gloucester. Brennan bricks it loose, has it, circling left side. Abreu, right side to Marshall. Midboards, tries to fire it, he's blocked. Mondello gets it back to the right side to Marshall. Over down low, it goes to Hopkins, gets it back to Abreu. Down to Marshall in the slot, and blocked nicely by McKay. Cleared out of the zone. Two-man advantage, 33 seconds left. And Linfield is on the verge of killing this thing off. Down to 27 seconds. Again, Gloucester ragged with the pass. Joey Mack has it, goes back in his own zone, and I lost track of time as the second period has expired. And there's a scrum afterwards. I don't know if we have any additional penalties or not. So when we sort this out, still waiting to see what... I think we have more penalties. Both officials are down talking to our scorekeeper, John Fosbury. What they're showing on the clock at the moment, 20 seconds left on the two penalties to Linfield, but that's going to change, I think. Still waiting. I'm going to hold on and see if... Hey, Nick.
Nick, can you find out what those last two penalties... Have you been here?
I got here about 12 minutes left in the second. Yeah. One was on the bench, I suppose.
It was a bench minor. There's going to be more after this?
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have to... This is a make for the chamber tomorrow, so I have to come right to the room.
Okay.
All right. Nick Cooper is here. He's going to sort it out for me as he's down at the scores table right now. So we'll break right here. After two, it's still 1-1. Linfield and Gloucester. From the Talbot Rink in Gloucester.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
Okay, we're back between periods, 1-1 after 2. Scores that we have, final scores in hockey, Revere 6, Amesbury 2, Revere makes the state tournament. Final is, Malden Catholic 2, St. Mary's 1. Marblehead beat Nantucket 9-2, that's the final. Newburyport and Masconomet tied at 4, and Linfield leads, check it, Lynn. The Lynn Jets lead Hamilton 1-3-1 after 2. And I'm happy to say that Nick Cooper, the Gloucester Times sports editor, is joining us now. And Nick, I didn't quite catch what happened at the end of the period when Linfield picked up a second penalty while Marenghi was in the box.
It was a bench minor, unsportsmanlike. Linfield was, I think, justifiably unhappy about that sequence. I thought Gloucester should have been called for a hit. Actually, I think the player in question, who will not be named, should have been called for a couple penalties on that same shift. And then they got called for a trip right after, which I thought was a fine call, but it should have been evened out.
Right.
But the ref warned him three times, and the coach kept going. And on the third try, he hit him with an unsportsmanlike.
Well, I know that Coach Curley up here has been really displeased with this left line, this left blue line, the offsides, the number of offsides. I don't know if you're here from the first period for that.
I was not.
There were a number of offsides that were blatant on Linfield, and they weren't called if the officials weren't up to the line.
Yeah.
So that didn't happen in the second period, though. So apparently the message was received. So where are we, Nick? I mean, I saw your article today on the Cape Ann tournament teams. I believe there were three of them.
Three of them, yes.
You got Gloucester hockey.
Three times as many as there were last year.
So Gloucester hockey in good position, and talking to Coach Gardner of Linfield before the game, and he said the Division II North is just stacked with NEC and CAL teams.
Yeah, and you know, and that bracket is just known for its parity. I mean, you can, what was Stoneham last year, 13 seed, and kind of went all the way through. So, I mean, it's anyone's game as always. I mean, there's a couple weaker teams down by the bottom, but you could basically throw seeds out the window in that bracket, no matter who it is.
And Denver's struggling in the last week and a half.
Yeah, they hit a little bit of a skid after, you know, a huge start to the season. I think those conferences, all out of conference losses. They've taken care of business
right.
in the NEC, but they've had a little trouble outside. I know that their only loss heading into last week was to North Andover, an MVC DCL team. And we saw that tie to Masconomet 6-6, which sounded like a pretty awesome game.
Yeah. And Danvers has to play North Reading, who's been on a tear.
Yeah.
And North Reading needs a point to qualify for the tournament.
Yeah, the Cape Ann League has, in my opinion, may even surpass the NEC kind of in terms of that, you know, the top of the league. So, you know, North Reading is a pretty battle-tested team.
Yeah, I guess, you know, Newburyport had a little bit of a skid there, but Newburyport is tough. And, you know, obviously Linfield is. Linfield gave Gloucester fits in the first game.
Yep.
So, you also have Gloucester boys basketball?
Yes, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, with the inclusion of the GBL, I think the one sport where it's really elevated the conference is basketball. You know, Somerville's excellent, Medford's solid. Everett's unbelievable, and Malden is outstanding. So, I mean, that's four good teams that you added, and I think 12 teams out of 16 have already qualified, and there's a chance for one or two more to get in. So, I mean, I think that speaks for itself right there. Gloucester's 10-10. They're going to be no higher than the 14 seed, but, I mean, that's a 14 seed that you don't want to play in the first round. Gloucester's on its game, and when it's fully healthy, it's already proven it can hang with anyone.
Okay, and is it Manchester Groves basketball?
Yes, they're back. They're always there. They made the semifinals three of the last 4 years. They're 12-8, so, I mean, the problem with them is they're too small for Division III. I think they should be in Division IV. And, you know, usually they'll beat, you know, the teams in the first couple of rounds because they're better than them, but then they'll run into a bigger school, you know, in the quarters of the semis. You know, North Reading, Bishop Fenwick knocked them out last year. Amesbury knocked them out a couple of years ago. So they always run into a team like that that's, you know, bigger than them.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
you know,
that's,
by the time they get to the semifinals, it's tougher because they're playing the cream of the crop.
It's inevitable with those schools. And we've got third period coming up here soon. This game has been wide open, Nick. When did you get here?
Yeah, with about 12 minutes left in the second.
Okay, so, and the first period was very similar to that. The first 5.5 minutes of the game, there wasn't one single stop and play. It was just up and down, back and forth. And, you know, seen a lot of that this year in high school hockey.
Yeah, we have. It's a speed game, which is nice. I know that's the way Gloucester likes to play. They like to move the puck quickly up and down the ice. It's been exciting. I know. I thought both defenses have handled themselves pretty well, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but while playing aggressive, too. Gloucester, I thought, got caught a couple times on an odd man rush, but did an excellent job getting back and negating the odd man rush.
I think I've seen Gloucester use all but maybe a handful of players. They're using
they use
a whole lineup, as is Linfield.
That's their strength. That's why I think Gloucester is one of those teams that if they win a tournament game or two, they get more dangerous
mm-hmm.
as it goes along.
Okay, so we get ready for the third period as Gloucester has returned to the ice. You got to watch out for Coach Curley. He's animated tonight. He's wound up, so you got to give him some room, Nick. All right, we got 20 seconds remaining on the two-man advantage for Gloucester. Although, it looks like Ethan Brennan is headed to the box.
He got a 10-minute misconduct after time expired in the period, a late hit.
What does that do for on-ice strength?
That hurts a lot because he's not going to be back until about 5 minutes left, and you know, he's one of their most powerful physical presences inside, you know, the offensive zone.
Okay, so Gloucester will start the period defending the goal to our left. Linfield down to our right.
Yeah, so it looks like we got 20 seconds of 4-on-3 and then a 1 minute 40 second power play for Linfield.
All right, so it shakes out to be a 2 minute minor on Brennan. And then 8 more minutes. Is that right? Or
yes.
10 minutes? 8 more minutes.
No, it might be 10 more minutes.
So you might be getting 12.
Yeah.
Okay. So Brennan. 2 minutes in the box for Gloucester, 2 minutes in the box for Linfield, but Linfield will have the man advantage in 20 seconds. Right now it's 4-on-3 because one of the two in the Gloucester box is serving the minor on Brennan. So Gloucester is 4 men. Linfield with 3. DeRoach. Joey Mack. Tyler Murphy out there as penalty killers for Linfield.
Yeah, I thought they did an excellent job on that 5-on-3 for that last 140 of the second. Big face on it.
Controlled by nobody at the moment. Gloucester has it. Across the line is Field. He's bumped off the play easily by DeRoach to Mack, and it's cleared all the way in on goaltender Bertans. Has to make the save along the ice. 6 seconds left in the Gloucester man advantage. They've got to be careful. Weaving across the line for Gloucester, down the slot, into the net, and the shot goes wide as Morris is upended.
Yeah, Sam Poliski was very alert there, knowing when that penalty was coming up. He kind of trailed the play, so we didn't get one of those
breakaways.
He caught a place.
Okay, so a minute 35 second power play now for the Linfield Pioneers, 5-on-4. And Marenghi is back on the ice. He's won every faceoff tonight, Nick. He's really something on faceoffs.
That was a big faceoff right there, the power play faceoff in the defensive zone.
Murphy over to Simpson. Closes, bottom of the circle, shot it just wide, short side.
Good idea. He had that little sliver on the short side.
Puck around to Joey Mack, back at the right point. Center point to DeRoach, back to Mack, right side, back to DeRoach. Back to Mack. He's closing. Back to DeRoach is closing. To a screen, shot, score! On the rebound, no! Yes, it's on the rebound. Marenghi again. No, it's DeRoach, check it, Murphy. Murphy with the power play goal. No chance for Batanz on that.
Yeah, none. We see, you know, that calls back to the first game. In the first game of the season, Linfield killed Gloucester with those backdoor plays. And they were going for it there, and the Gloucester defense saw it, but it opened up the front.
Yep. And they just kept closing. When they were passing it back and forth, the two Linfield players kept closing. Murphy rammed it home. And now it is 2-1. That is a power play goal coming at 1 minute into this third period. 2-1 Linfield. Back at full strength. Brennan still in the box. He's going to be there for a while serving a misconduct for Gloucester. And Nick, Coach Geary was saying before the game, I didn't hear the assist. Gloucester with a chance down in the Linfield end, but it's blocked, and Pioneers will bring it out. Tyler Murphy, who's been all over the ice tonight, goes along the boards near side. He crashed into the boards. Gloucester battling DeRoach for it. I can't see a bunch of balloons down. DeRoach has it. Behind the net, drops it back to the right point to Danny Mack. Intercepted by Gloucester's Marshall, but pounced on by Linfield. Fisherman get it out of the zone. John Mondello picks an opening, shoots it into the Linfield end. Danny Mack, first man back for the Pioneers. Back out to center. One man for Gloucester, Colby Mitchell, all by himself, looking to center it to White. Mitchell swings around the net, drops it back to the center point. Closing, and a shot wide by Evan Leaf. And it's covered up.
Well, he looked like he was going to let one rip, but he stumbled just
a little
bit. He didn't get a lot on the
Lost
shot.
Lost an edge there.
He had room, too.
So, Linfield with three power play goals in the first meeting with Gloucester, and two more tonight. Coach Geary was saying, you know, they don't want to be in the penalty box against this team.
Yeah, and that was the difference. I thought in the first game, Gloucester got the better of a 5-on-5 play.
Yep. Linfield breaking it out. Leaf can't catch up to it. Puck goes into the zone, into the Gloucester end. A couple of guys chasing it down. Who's going to be there first? It's Kyle Nekarowski. He's going to center it. Still with it. And it hops up on the cage. I don't know what happened. They're calling a faceoff.
Yeah, I don't know why they blew that dead. That was a nice play by Sperry.
Yeah.
A dangerous bounce that come over the crossbar.
Yeah, he batted it with his glove and then was able to go after it.
You could do that.
Yeah, to himself. Well, almost 3 minutes played. Third period, 2-1 now. Linfield. Goals by Cooper Marenghi at 10:52 of the first. And by Tyler Murphy at 1 minute, even of the third. Linfield in the Gloucester end. Noyes flips it out of the zone up high. Joey Mack will race back after it. Intercepted, though, by Brennan. Check it. By Morris. Shoots it wide. Leaf is caught up ice. Watch out here. Pioneers come out of the zone 2-on-1. Bad pass, and it's going to allow Poliski to go back and get it. And he'll slide it out of the zone. Fired back in from long range and gloved by Batanz. Mack fired it in. DeRoach can't catch up with it. Comes back to Brennan. Check it to Morris, but can't catch up with it. Icing on Gloucester.
Looks like we got a little
Face off to the right of the Tans. It is won by Gloucester. Ryan Muniz tries to avoid the check by DeRoach, but DeRoach has it. Gets it to Marenghi. Drops it back to Matt. Fired, teed up. Oh, stick save along the ice as that thing was fired by Caruso. Or checked by Fusillo.
Yeah, that all started with a turnover along the half wall. Turned into a scoring chance for Winfield.
Puck went out of the playing surface. So the faceoff to the left of the Tans after the save. 16 shots now for Gloucester, 14 for Linfield. Gloucester outshot Linfield 10-5 after in the second rather. So there's a foot race, two numbers 18 for it. Gloucester's 18 comes up with it, shot across the crease. It's a save as Vidala put on a burst of speed, cut across the crease and tried to backhand it in, but he was blocked and went down. Back to the left point, teed up by Gloucester. Goes into the right wing corner. Tracked down by Ryan Muniz, trying to keep it in. He does. Get some help. And it's stolen by Linfield. They'll get it up to the line. To DeRoach once again. Tries to get it back to Murphy. Kent comes over on the near side. Murphy tracking it down in the Gloucester end. Marenghi's right there with him. And Murphy has it. Slides it through. And it's blocked. Once again, it goes up into the netting. Ooh, boy.
Now that was a sneaky, tough save there by the Tans. There was a nice screen in front of the net. And a nice move by Vidala on the other end. Almost tucked that in, but a nice save.
Yeah, very quick move. Murphy, DeRoach, and Marenghi have been wicked tonight for Linfield. All over the place. They'll change him up now. Robbie Brandano out there with Jack Hammersley. Great name, Jack Hammersley. And Gloucester wins it. 10:22 left to go in the game. Tim White trying to get it out. Can't. He stopped. Gets it over to Colby Mitchell. Has to retreat. Up ahead it goes to Marshall. But Gloucester has to retreat back in their own end again. Trying to form it up once again. White at his own line. Pizza pass. Can't collect it. Joey Mack has it. And it is at center ice. 2-on-1 for Linfield. Here we go. Brandinano looking to center it. Diving save by Marshall. And he's lucky not to be hurt.
Yeah, that looked like it hurt a lot. So.
Looked like he caught it in the mask. He's okay. Marshall dived for it.
Yeah,
and as
nice
he
hustle play. He was skating really hard to get back into the play, and he did.
And he knocked the puck away, and as he got back to his skates, he had no room to stop and crashed into the crossbar, knocking the net back into the end boards. But he's okay. Scores two for Linfield, one for Gloucester. 9:45 left to go. Face off to the right of the Tans. Cooper Marenghi will take the draw for Linfield. They've got their first line out there. Gloucester counters. Jared Morris, but once again Marenghi wins it. He'll get the pass back into the left wing corner. Drops it back to the left point. Looking for Marenghi. Poliski's down there. He has, oh check it, Sperry. He'll get it out of the zone. Chris Noyes. Off wing. Shoots it. Oh, stick save along the ice. Ooh, that was a sneaky shot. Goes to the far boards, end boards. Marenghi just flips it to the Gloucester line. Sperry fires it out to center. Play a little disorganized right now, and nobody really has it.
Sperry's lucky it didn't get another penalty there for a hit from behind.
Yeah, really. Noyes, they need a line change too. Noyes is knocked down. White can't catch up with her. Or Field, rather. Field trying to center it. Can't get it to Morris. Play along the far boards in the Linfield end. Comes around to an empty corner right side. DeRoach forming it up. Curls around the net. Still with it. Right wing feed to Tyler Murphy. DeRoach with him. Shot. Save. Oh man, the thing bounces around and just gloves out of the air. Five of Tans. Dangerous play there for Linfield. Down to 8:33 left to go in the game. Gloucester's looking a little tired at the moment.
They are, which is surprising. Linfield's one of those teams, though. They are physical and they wear on.
Remember, Ethan Brennan still in the box serving a misconduct. Linfield centering pass hits the side of the net. John Simonetti with a shot. He's a sophomore. out of the Gloucester zone for the next faceoff. Shots are 16 apiece now. I'm Rick Moore along with Nick Kukru, the Gloucester Times sports editor. This is high school hockey on MSO News Sports. North Shore today, every morning. We post it by about 8:30, our daily newscast. Bill Newell and me. Face off. Puck in the Gloucester end. Heavy hitting by Mondello on Chris Flannery. But again, the play very ragged at the moment. Gloucester not able to get organized. Tight checking. Muniz can't get it across the line. As Linfield is disrupting all the passing right now for Gloucester. Fisherman retreat once again. Bad pass out to center. Joey Mack considers his options. He'll flip it all the way in to the Gloucester end. Sperry, left wing side. Gets it to the middle. Bobby Horn off the boards. Again, everybody just scrambling for the puck.
I don't know about that one. Calling a hand pass. Hopkins reached up to glove it, and he kind of just tipped off his fingertips. It's not a hand pass.
Well, right now, Linfield looks the fresher of the two teams.
Yeah, sure. Gloucester looks a little off. Pass.
Bringing this one all the way back to the left of the Tans. 2-1, Linfield. 7:40 left to go in the game. Marenghi out there. Let's see if he wins this one. No, he doesn't. Gloucester wins this draw. Who was the center? It was
Jared Morris.
Morris, yeah.
Gloucester's best faceoff there.
But it's still in the Gloucester end. DeRoche, or Murphy knocked off the puck, and the Fisherman will break it out. A rare flurry into the Linfield end right now. Morris has checked off the play. Linfield comes right away with it again. Tyler Murphy flying at center. Backhanded into the left wing corner. He'll go back after it himself, being bothered by Poliski. And it's taken away by Noyes. Gets it ahead. But Gloucester all bunched up on that far boards. And they ice it. No, it's going to be waved off. Yep.
I think that's the right call.
Field first man down. But Gloucester just, I don't know.
Linfield's doing a good job just kind of getting in the way. Gloucester doesn't really have a lot of room to make passes.
The Roach breaks it out. He's being bothered, fortunately, by Gloucester's Marshall, who had just enough of him to prevent the breakaway. Now a 2-on-1 for Gloucester. White. Back to White. Loses it. Centers it. Oh, and Morris can't catch up with it. Puck is in the net, but I think it was after the whistle.
They called it played by a high stick.
Okay. It was a good breakout for Field and Morris, but they just couldn't quite...
Yeah, the pass got caught in Field's skates. Couldn't get much of a shot off.
And they're bringing it back again into the Gloucester zone for the faceoff.
Yeah, I think that was the right. I think they kind of batted it up over the crossbar. That was a good call.
Gotta watch the clock. 6.5 left to go. Linfield has sort of controlled this third period. I think Gloucester has two shots. That's it. Draw one by the Pioneers again. They'll keep it in. Gloucester's Lucas Cornetta gets it out to center. Again, a pileup of Gloucester players at the line. And Linfield sends it right back into the Gloucester zone. They're all over Gloucester right now in the Fisherman end. Gloucester's Marshall still with it. Goes from end to end, but he's busted up at the line. At the Linfield line. I'll get it right. Back it comes to Leaf. He shoots it ahead. And it is blocked once again. Abreu sends it in. He gets it back. He's at center. Slides it over to Marshall. He'll whip it around the boards from right to left. Two Gloucester players, three Linfield players, three Gloucester players in a far corner. Abreu can't keep it in. No, he does. Just chipped out to center by Linfield. Marshall again sends it in. Cornetta chasing after it. Mack avoids a check, loses the puck. Gloucester has to change up. That leaves Ryan Parisi in the zone all by himself and allows Joey Mack to bring it out. bounces it in just wide of the goal. Catan's not taking any chances. Inside of 5 minutes now left in the game. Foster gets it out to center. Marenghi slides it back in. Linfield tags up. Fisherman, where is it? At center. Marenghi is hit from behind. The Roach is hit from behind, not Marenghi, by Mondello. Puck just going back and forth here from sideline to sideline.
Yeah, and that's what Linfield will be fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Very, very disorganized. Gloucester being frustrated every time it tries to get out of the zone. They'll form it up now. Brian Meniz slides it over to Mondello. He's across the line, off-wing shot. It's loose in the crease, and it's sticked aside by DeRoche. Comes out to center ice. 4 minutes left to go in the game. Fisherman all the way back in their own zone. Field all the way around the corner. And he's on that far boards. Sends it in all by himself, tracking it down. Noise is in the zone with him, but it comes out to center. Off the boards, near boards. Flipped around into the Gloucester end by Kyle Nekarowski. Being bothered by Sperry.
Someone right. Had the puck caught in their equipment.
Yeah. The puck was not on the ice. Sperry has it. Uh-oh. Tough feed on the left side. Intercepted, but the fisherman just able to get it out of the zone. And forming it up is Morris. Can't get a shot off. Bad angle shot from the right side. Morris fighting for the puck. And it's collected by Nekarowski. Out to center. We're down to 3 minutes left to go in the game. Linfield doing a great job just getting in the passing lanes. Frustrating Gloucester.
Oh, this is a big sequence right here. Icing call 3 minutes to go.
And Brennan has not returned to the ice. So I don't know. Maybe he was disqualified?
No, he wouldn't be allowed on the bench.
Okay. Well, Brennan is not back on the ice. He's sitting on the bench. 3 minutes left to go in the game. So his time is served. Poliski shoots it. Oh, man, it doesn't get through at all as DeRoche blocks it. Gets it to Marenghi. Look out. Slides it through. Score! DeRoche from Marenghi. And it's 3-1. What a play by Marenghi to set up DeRoche.
Really nice play there on the block shot, and then the 3-on-2 break, perfectly executed 3-on-2 break. You don't see that a lot in high school.
And
a nice 3-on-2 break like that.
Marenghi was behind, DeRoche cut in front of him, and Marenghi just slid it to him. Did he give the second assist?
To Tyler Murphy.
Murphy. Well, Murphy has been involved in all three goals tonight. He's got a goal and two assists, 3-1. Linfield leading it with 2.5 left to go. And Linfield just doing a terrific job of frustrating Gloucester in this third period. So the fishermen need two quick ones. They're capable.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But they've got to step it up here big time, as the clock is not their friend at the moment. Derek Hopkins leads the attack. Do we have what? Something.
Offside,
okay.
Come out of the zone.
All right. Down 2:14. Brennan is on the ice for the first time now in this third period for Gloucester after serving a 2 minute minor plus in this conduct. Gloucester trying to form it up. Oh man, bad pass. And that allows Linfield to go in on the attack, but it's picked up by Marshall.
Yeah, tried to go D to D, and it kind of slipped off the stick and didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, and that almost allowed Hammersley to go in unscathed. Inside 2 minutes now, Gloucester down by two. Linfield not letting up at all in a forecheck.
Yeah, Fisherman. That's what's gotten them this advantage is that forecheck.
Yep.
You like to see that because some teams hang back when they get a lead, and I like to see them keeping that aggressive.
Well, they're aggressive. Look out, Sperry from the point. Doesn't get through. Other side block. Marshall can't get the shot off, and this puck goes into the Gloucester end. Gloucester goaltender has been pulled. It is now 6-on-5. 1:20 left to go in the game. Now watch out here. Gloucester has had a tough time just getting it out of their own end. They do. 1:12 left to go. Cross the line. Oh, puck breaks through. Oh, and it doesn't trickle in. Clear to the side. Terrific shot by Morris. Comes back to the point. Kept in. Centering. Oh, no, it's offside. Offside. Well, Morris had the chance. Seconds left to go.
Gloucester's going to take a timeout here.
Whew, mercy. Well, just tight forechecking and getting into the passing lanes for Linfield in this third period. They stepped it up. They really did.
Long shots have been key, too.
Yep.
I haven't seen much of a quality chance.
And, you know, usually it doesn't disrupt that much when you lose one player, but this all sort of happened when Brennan had to sit down there.
Gloucester had some momentum with
right.
that 5-on-3.
That second period, yes.
But, you know, Linfield did a good job defending it, and then Gloucester took a frustration penalty, and
this is a Gloucester
turned on its head.
It's a Gloucester team that can score. I mean,
that can score in bunches.
Yeah.
They usually get a couple. When they score one, you know, that usually really fires them up, and they'll get another one.
104 goals this season.
Yeah, that's the most in Division II North.
Wow. But they need two now, and they've only got 59 seconds to do it.
Yeah, and that's going to be tough. The way the Linfield's defended this period has
yep.
been outstanding.
They've done it all over the ice, particularly in the Gloucester zone. They just haven't allowed Gloucester to form up anything on offense. So, Natanz is out of the net. Gloucester has six forwards out there, or six men up there anyway. And Marenghi wins the faceoff. What else is new? 55 seconds left to go at the Gloucester line. Goes over to Field, trying to connect with Morris. Can't come up with it. That's going to force Muniz in from the left point. Now he'll get it. Fire. Noyes shoots it wide. 39 seconds left to go. And Linfield gets it out of the zone, but they don't have control just yet. 31 seconds, killing valuable time are the Pioneers. 27 seconds, Gloucester still nothing organized. Shot can't get through. E.J. Field behind his cage, behind the Linfield cage, cleared out of the zone. And icing on Linfield, but we're down to 15.7 seconds. So Gloucester, terrific season, Nick.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They will finish at 11-6-2.
10-6-4.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong one. Yep.
Yeah, so they'll probably be a middle seed somewhere. If they won tonight, they had a chance to move as high as number four, but they'll probably be, you know, in the 7-8-9-10 range.
And Linfield will move up to 12-5-2. So an excellent year by both of these schools.
Oh, absolutely.
Face off to the left of Kelly, controlled by Linfield. Intercepted at the point by Noyes, slides it along the ice. Does it get through? Is it? No.
Yes, Morris.
It is? Well, now there's an argument. Is it a goal or is it not a goal with 4.6 seconds left?
I don't know if it matters much, but
Gloucester
seems sure that it went in. And the last two that were close, you didn't see any argument. And there's an argument from about all five guys on the ice right now.
I don't think they're going to win it, though. 4.6 seconds left.
Yeah, they're saying it hit the back of the net and bounced out. And I couldn't tell.
No,
there was a lot
of
traffic. I did see the puck bounce out.
It was a bad angle shot, I know that.
I remember the replay.
Yeah.
Really?
We need an instant replay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's send it up to New York or Toronto. Big discussion going on. with 4.6 seconds left. It'll be 3-1 or 3-2.
Did he say he meant to blow his whistle? Is that what he said?
Oh, they called the net off before it went in.
Okay. We'll be following tournament teams next week. I don't know how much broadcasting we're going to do. We'll do as much as we can, and we'll cover as many teams as we can, both in hockey and in basketball. No goal. No goal. So, when the discussion ends, face off to the right of Kelly. Marenghi wins it. DeRoche has it.
That'll
He's just going to skate into the corner, and that ends the game.
I mean, it didn't really matter much, that play anyways. Gloucester wasn't getting down in 4.5 seconds.
All right, final score here from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. It is Linfield 3 and Gloucester 1. I'll come back to a quick wrap right after we take this final break. You're listening to MSO News Sports again. It's Linfield winning it 3-1.
Gloucester's Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products, personal home and auto policies, as well as a full line of commercial coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester, now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
Linfield wins it with two goals in the third period. After one, it was 1-0 Pioneers. Check it, it was 1-1 as Cooper Marenghi scored at 10:52 of the first on a power play. Assist to Tyler Murphy, but then Gloucester came back 35 seconds later. John Mondello, his 14th of the season. Derek Hopkins, the assist at 11:27. No scoring in the second period. Then in the third, Linfield gained control. Tyler Murphy scoring on a power play goal 1 minute into the third period. And then it was George DeRoche scoring at 12:11, assisted by Marenghi and Murphy as well. Murphy with a hand in all three goals. One goal, two assists for Tyler Murphy. That's where the final ended at 3-1. Linfield will play at Medfield on Friday at 3 p.m. Gloucester is off now until the state tournament. So congratulations to both schools on making the state tournament, and we wish them both well in the MIAA Division II North hockey tournament that's coming up starting next week, with the pairings coming up on Saturday. So that's it from here. Final score from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. It is Linfield 3 and Gloucester 1. This is MSONewsports.com.